Welcome to the Spiritual Safe House. Get ready to kick off your shoes and embark on a journey of life, spirituality, healing, and personal growth. I'm Marliana Elissaman, your host, a worldwide psychic medium, empath, energy worker, and healer. Together, we'll explore fascinating discussions, offer insightful readings, and uncover the many truths of this world and our universe. Come on in.
Welcome back to the Spiritual Safe House. This is episode 6, and I have my good friend, Michael Mukix, with me this morning. Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Oh, the day's going really well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thanks for coming. I'm so excited to talk to you today. I always love our conversations.
I know, they're really hectic, but you love me.
I do, I love you so much. So how did we meet, Mike?
So, funny thing is, I think it was what, like 14 years ago, 15 years ago?
Oh gosh, it's been a while. It's been a minute.
It has been a long time. But no, we met at Planet Organic. I remember I was working in the, I think it was the deli. And you were front end manager of the till or whatever. So.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. And then, yeah, no, you and I just clicked. We connected. Our fun energy. We were just up and down. You know.
I can remember the jokes and the fun that we were having.
Oh my gosh, and then me always making you lattes and stuff and just like snagging you snacks.
Those muffins while I was pregnant, I'll tell you.
The morning glory muffins.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, no, so I'm happy we met. It was definitely meant to be, that's for sure.
I'm happy we met too, and we've kind of half-assed kept in touch over the 15 years. We ended up reconnecting down the road in a very strong way. Randomly over Facebook or text. I can't even remember how that happened. Do you?
I don't know. It could have been either over Instagram or Facebook, but I know I've already had you added. But yeah, like I remember because I was living in the UK and then I came back and you just banged every single like feelings that I was feeling at that time coming back from the UK. And then with like the loss of my mother, you were very, very in tune with her, which was actually crazy. Like I actually remember, I think you definitely really helped me heal from my grief from losing my mom. And then, yeah, like that just kind of blossomed and we just kept in touch and yeah.
Yeah, we've been talking pretty much every day for a few years now.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's been a beautiful journey and I've been a witness to your path and your spiritual growth and your career. And, like it's pretty incredible.
Right. And then like how everything just happened and it bloomed so perfectly. Yeah.
Yeah, it did. And you were doing holistic health, nutrition and tips for a while. What stopped that?
So I kind of still do it here and there, but I kind of like started focusing my energy more on my studies. So like doing open studies and like upgrading my courses because with me doing that, I was able to get into nursing school. So I'm going to kind of blend them both together. So nursing and my holistic practice.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So the holistic practice, the holistic side, do you have certifications? Like, are you a nutritionist?
So I'm not a nutritionist, but okay. I did my diploma in like the holistic therapy aspect of it. So
nice.
I studied iridology. I studied, you know, like chronic inflammation, like acute pain, all that kind of stuff.
What is iridology?
So it's kind of cool. So you look into the iris, the sclera, the eye, and you can tell of any ailments that had happened during your, you know, the years that you're growing up, right?
So okay, that's cool.
So you can like see if there's inflammation. You can see like rings, which is going to like indicate, you know, stressors that happened in your life, that kind of stuff. And it's kind of like a clock. So you have 12 o'clock to 6 and then like 3 to 9 or 7.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. That's kind of like the traditional Chinese medicine clock for your organs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's very cool. Have you used it with friends or families? Have you looked into their eyes and been like, damn, you sick?
So I have a couple times, but I'm not as mastered in it as others that I know. I mean, with my nursing practice, it's kind of cool to like have best of both worlds, right? So I can kind of look into the eye. Okay, I see like this is the issue with your digestive tract. And what's causing this issue in your digestive tract? Is it like stress related, or do you have, you know, an overgrowth of bad bacteria? So
super interesting. Mm-hmm. And you do it with animals too? I'm just so curious.
I have not, but it's funny because like, so I have a dog and her name is Kuda.
And so she's a sweetest boxer in the world.
Yeah. So it's funny. I'll like look at her and I'm like, oh God, I can like see the rings in her eyes. And I'm like, I know, because she was a rescue. And so there was definitely a lot of trauma for her. So
yeah, she's still pretty timid. Hey,
very timid. Yeah.
But such a sweetie poo.
I know, she's such a good girl.
How do you plan on integrating your holistic therapy side with your nursing side?
So, yeah, no, that's a good question. It's actually kind of cool because I believe in both sides of the spectrum. So you have the pharmaceutical sides, which are going to be very beneficial for people who are dealing with a lot of ailments. And mm-hmm. then you have the other side, which is like the functional side, where you can balance, you know, the body with herbal remedies or, you know, even like trace minerals or, you know, vitamins to kind of help bring everything back in balance. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm excited to have the aspect where I can do like, we can do like blood work with functional medicine to check, you know, like your cortisol levels, you know, your hormones and everything. Mm-hmm. And then you can have the balance of what you can do to help heal it naturally instead of the constant use of, you know, medications.
Mm-hmm. And do you find that you're already integrating this into your own personal life?
Yeah, I am. So
that's
like
amazing.
For me, like I have a high cortisol level, high stress. So I know that
yeah, you do.
Taking like a B complex to reduce that, you know, that cortisol level, and then like of course having like a good multivitamin to help balance out any, you know, lowered vitamin levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course. For me, like take help or like an iodine to help with my thyroid level, which is going to help bring that cortisol level down too, right?
Right. There's so many sides to stress that people don't see. Do you have a message of guidance for someone who is just starting on their journey of healing naturally?
You know what? It takes its time. I don't think you have to rush into anything. Like, take your time, understand, learn everything that you need to do, because life is a journey, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can't just fix something over day. It's funny, I like saying like Rome isn't built within a day, so I kind of follow that little mantra.
That's perfect. Yeah, step by step.
Exactly, one step at a time, and see what works best for you. Like you can take a B complex vitamin, but you might have an upset stomach and you're like, okay, what can I do instead of a B complex? So then there's other remedies that you can take, like ashwagandha, or you know, just like other things that you can take to kind of help bring mm-hmm. yourself back to balance to reduce that stress. Mm-hmm. Or, you know what, if you're not a person that likes taking vitamins, go for a good walk. Go for a walk, put headphones on and dance or do something.
Right, ground yourself, bring yourself back in, release.
Yeah, yeah. And also it's free. You don't have to pay for it. So you just go put on some shoes and enjoy the nice weather. And that's a good stress relief too.
How do you find you manage your own anxiety as someone who has higher anxiety?
So I definitely have a high anxiety. but for me, I like hanging with friends. Sometimes I need some me time too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's like watching movies or even just hanging out, reading. Or like I like going to the gym. So even going to the gym, doing, I don't know, cardio or walking on the treadmill or lifting weights.
Mm-hmm.
Or with your guidance, you've been really, really helpful bringing me down to earth, because I'm like a bloody butterfly. I'll fly around and I'll cause yep. myself my own anxiety. And I just remember you're like, Michael, fucking chill.
Calm down, bitch. It's okay.
Exactly. So.
Well, you know, everybody has different levels of anxiety, and by you sharing this and some of the ways that you can manage it, it could be helping yeah. somebody today. So I'm super exactly. grateful for you sharing that.
Of course. Yeah. And I know like times are tough, right? So there's a lot of people struggling in our world right now. But if we can all help each other and like, you know, guide each other, mm-hmm. even if it, do it for free, or even if you ask for money, you're still helping someone.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And as a holistic therapist with the world struggling right now,
totally.
What are your thoughts on, you know, shifting and pivoting with quote unquote healthier foods to maybe frozen fruits and vegetables and stuff like that? What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, there is definitely a benefit for both. You can definitely mm-hmm. have frozen fruits and vegetables. You're going to be getting your benefits and with the minerals and everything from that, because food is fuel, right? Even in the summertime, if you have the opportunity to like grow your own tomatoes or cucumber or whatever, mm-hmm. like there's that option too. There's always a good balance. You can either do it yourself or you can buy it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can always support like local businesses. You know, I know like the Saskatoon farm in the summer has amazing vegetables, produce for really, really cheap.
I love that place.
I was going to say there's a lot of alternatives that you can choose from.
There is a lot of alternatives. And I just want to mention that nobody should feel bad for what they can afford and what they're eating.
Exactly. Exactly.
There is nutrition in everything, and no, bread is not the devil.
And you know what? It's kind of funny. So for me, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, I ate, let's say, dumplings or, you know, something like that. Then I'm like, hey, there's a balance. So if I'm eating that food, I'm like, okay, I need to drink a little bit extra water, mm-hmm. you know, to flush out all that extra sodium, and also balance it with walking or taking Cuda for a good long walk. Because
exactly.
Yeah. Like just because it's not the healthiest food, but you can manage it by doing an exercise or, you know, going for a walk.
Or as simple as your next meal, adding more fruits and vegetables in.
Exactly. For me, I'm like, I love food. So I'll eat pizza and Chinese food and whatever I can eat. And I'm like, hey, you know what? I ate super, super bad this weekend. This week, I'm going to do an extra five-kilometer walk through the whole week. Like, just try to get that balance. So like, if I can at least get my blood pumping and everything, mm-hmm. then I know it's going to be burning that fuel for energy.
Exactly. And nobody needs to feel bad about their limits and affordability with food.
Yeah.
It's all nutrition, and you're going to be okay.
Exactly. Like chips are life, right?
Just, yeah.
Also coffee.
Chips are life, you guys. Seriously. And I'll agree to that testament. Coffee.
And you know what? If you want chips, then you eat the chips. Who gives a fuck what people think? You eat
exactly.
your chips.
Exactly. YOLO, you only live once.
Exactly.
It's about moderation and balance. It's not about restricting yourself to the point where you binge and fall off and you hate your life.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to be lazy and eat chips for the whole week, then you do that. You do it.
Absolutely. Exactly. Just accept like, that you're choosing to do it.
Yeah. Like I know in Calgary, our weather fluctuates crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So like if it's super cold that one day and you're like, hey, tomorrow is, I don't know, a little warmer, and you're like, I have an extra 40-minute free time, just go for a walk or do something to be like, you know what? Okay, I ate crap. Let's burn it off a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
How was your experience in nursing school?
It's good, actually. Yeah, like I'm loving it. I have a lot of amazing support from my teachers. I have been kind of keeping my school separate from my personal life. So like I'll only go to school and then do what I need for school. And then I kind of just go home and don't bring it with me. I have friends, but I kind of keep that separate. So like I have my nursing school life and then I have my personal life. And so with me doing that, I'm kind of separating best of the both worlds.
Yeah. And you need that. You need that balance.
Yeah, totally. Because like sometimes it can be toxic, right?
Oh,
so you
time.
Have like your friends at school that could bring you all this negative energy and you're just trying to be there for support. But you're like, you know what? I understand we're like this test was really hard, but it's hey, like we got to focus on ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm. You do you first.
Exactly. And then at the end of the day, like you go home. And I mean, of course, have a relationship with your friends and your peers or whatever. But it's like you'll know who you want to be, who wants to be in your circle and who you don't want in your circle. So
it's very true. People are going to show you who they are and you need to believe them.
Oh, 100%. And I've definitely learned that from a lot of the things that I've had in nursing school and
yes,
in my career. So.
So when are you done nursing? What does that look like for you? When are we wrapping up school?
So I think January I start preceptorship, mm-hmm. which will be exciting. So that's where I'm going to be working alongside a nurse, kind of following their schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, then I just got to do some more whack load of studying and hopefully pass that licensing exam.
Oh, you're going to pass with flying colors. You are so organized and you study constantly.
I know. I study like all day, every day.
And when you're not studying, we have anxiety about not studying.
It's so true. 100%.
You're going to do just fine. And I know that.
I know. And okay, I have to be honest, like Marliana has been so fucking accurate. I don't even know where to begin. Like,
thank you.
Like, I have no clue where to even like start with her accuracy. It's been crazy accurate. And the amount of times that she's even told me to reach out to people that she would have no clue about, and me reaching out to them, the accuracy has just been, it literally will blow your mind. It, like, it just gives me shivers. It's, well, it's so damn true.
I'm so grateful for that. And I know you and I have had many conversations with your mom and your cousin and like your life's journey. And you, my friend, have an open third eye. You're very intuitive. You receive messages as well. Can you share some of that experience with me? Like, how do you intuit and how do you receive messages and how do you flow in that kind of spiritual path?
It's weird. So some days I'm like completely like there's a fog over my head and I have no clue what the hell's going on. And then some days it's holy shit, like this is going to happen. Like, be cautious. And like, it's weird. I don't know how to explain it, but it's like there's like a thought in my head or there's someone be like, don't or do or like follow through with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's strange. I didn't even know how to explain it.
Is it just a knowing?
Yeah, it's just like that knowing, that sense, that feeling. It's like that uplifting feeling where you're like, Kate, yeah, this is what's going to happen. Like, please just follow through. And it's weird for me. Like, I don't know if this is anything like scientific, but it's like I can feel or see into the like future of what things are going to happen. And then, boom, it happens. And it's like a deja vu kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you come to the conclusion and understanding that you do tap into the Akasha, the quantum field, Akashic records?
Yeah, I 100% think I do.
You really do. You really, really do.
So
you often intuit things to do with school and your friends and Hungary.
I know Europe keeps pushing me. It's just like a constant thought, nonstop.
Yeah. So what's your tie to Hungary and Budapest?
Well, like that's where we originate. Like that's where my family line is from. So I do have my Hungarian citizenship and my passport.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's been really nice. So I do have that option, move to Europe if I need to, or if I want to stay here, I have that option as well. So it kind of gives me like the best of both worlds.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And plus, like, I have a lot of like family and friends there too. So it's really nice to have that connection.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time you went home, let's say?
So I think it was back in 2018. Yeah. And then I worked for a year and then we had COVID. And then I haven't been back since. But I'm hoping once, as soon as I'm done nursing school, then I can probably like head over and visit for a bit.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's funny because even when I was in Europe and in Budapest, like people would just come up to me like randomly and like tell me their life story. And I'm like, oh, okay, like, I don't even know you, but thank you for expressing that. Or, you know.
My friend, you have a sign on you that says empath.
100%. And it's funny. So like with me doing my holistic therapy background, mm-hmm. I've kind of like found that that's what's been attracting a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And then I'm there 100%. So like, you know, my little motto is like, if you need something, it will come to you. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like, if I can give that knowledge or that kind of support or the need for the person, I'll do it. Like, I'm not going to charge anyone, you know, get assistance. Like if you're like, oh my gosh, I've had like a chronic pain for so long. Like, what do? I don't want to take medications. And I'm like, okay, well, alternatives you can do.
Mm-hmm.
So following through with that has been really nice. And then of course, I like to say I'll manifest things. And if I want to manifest something, it'll come to me.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I like your understanding of being in service, what that means. And it's not always about money.
No, it's not.
It really isn't. And, you know, you've got so much good coming to you, not saying from that, but you really do. Yeah. You've got a very positive outlook for your future, my friend. And
oh, thank you.
And how you treat people, how you help people, how you open your heart to everybody is so incredible.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely have. And like, the thing is, it's like, I'm the kind of person that's like, oh my gosh, you have no food, I'll go buy you food. If you're hungry, a week ago, my friend, he was like, oh, I'm like minus $45. So she had like a car payment come out. And she's like, I don't have milk for her daughter, Olivia. And I'm like, whatever, let's go to the store, I'll buy you milk. Even though I'm not working. So I just recently quit my job. With me not working, like, I'm thankful to be living at home currently for my study. I'm like, whatever, like, I'll just buy it for you. Like, money comes and goes.
And that is the sweetest thing you could possibly do. There's a level of surrender there with your finances.
Yeah.
And like, you know, and I know that you're always taken care of.
Of course. Yeah. And it's like with that manifestation, what I always like to put out there, I'm like, you know what? I really need this. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, I for example, like grades, I'm like, okay, I know I've studied, I've focused so hard. Yeah, nursing's hard. I really need this grade. And I really need this kind of support. And I've had people, even teachers, just, I don't know what it is. Like, even my previous classmates, they're like, oh, this teacher was so hard. And then I'll get into the program. And then it's that person will be directed, like that teacher will be directed to another program or course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get the teachers that are like, I'm here. It's like, I'm getting wrapped in an angel's wing. And it's, I've got you, like, we're going to pass. And it's like, perfect. Like, it just works perfectly. And so I feel like with me doing that active service or like helping support people, it's coming back to me in tenfold, right? So
exactly.
And it's, that's been nice.
Yeah, for sure. It's been incredible to watch. And yeah. I will share with you just before we jumped on to chat today, Justin Bieber's song Purpose came on my shuffle.
Interesting.
That was one of the last messages I gave you from your mom.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting. Yeah. I think your mom's kind of kicking around today.
Right. It's true. And like, I don't know if people believe in like numerology or whatever, but it's funny because for me, like, I'm an 11, and like an 11 is like a person that helps guide and heal. So for my and Marliana was going to tell you this. So we had our group assignment due yesterday, and funny, right now it's 11:11. Like the
I can't even say that.
Like, that's actually insane. That's kind of fucked. I'm not going to lie.
That's incredible. You want to talk about an on the point message and confirmation for you, my friend.
No kidding. But listen, so I had my group assignment, our group, and like 11 was the number to assign to that group or whatever once as soon as we finished our assignment. And then it's April 11th is when I have my head to toe assessment. I don't know, it's just like 11 just speaks to me, and then 11:11 is right now. Like, I don't know.
Yep, 11 is definitely a part of your path, and 11:11 is typically a signification of like, hello, we're calling you, wake up, listen to us, you're on your path, you're on your journey. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah. And it's funny that we just had that confirmation right now. So
what a beautiful confirmation.
It is. And look, the sun is shining and it's nice and clear out.
Mm-hmm. So in saying this, do you have a message for the collective? Do you have a message for the world today?
Yeah. You know, so any person that I ever truly meet, like, I understand people are going through tough times, but it's, yeah, we all have our judges, we all have our egos, and we all like to seem that we can see people's, you know, issues. You know, doing that extra step or doing that extra holding the door for someone, that's like probably the best feeling anyone could ever experience. And then seeing that smile, they're like, you know what, thank you, like, I really needed that. Or buying someone an extra coffee, or in my case, like buying my friend something for her daughter because she had no money.
Yeah.
If you do good, good will come back.
Absolutely. So. And it's never the intention, oh, I'm going to do good, so good better come back to me. It's just something that happens.
Yeah. And just like, if you feel it, you know what, like, today is the day I'm going to do something nice. Great. Or if you're like, you know what, today's like a shitty day and I don't want to do something nice, you're okay not to do that.
Exactly.
It's okay. It's a balance.
Exactly. Honoring your limits, your boundaries, your feelings. Incredible. So how can people find you? How can people share in your journey?
Oh, gosh. I do have an Instagram account, but I don't really use it. And I haven't really been using it lately. But you know what? If we I have a personal account, but I did have a health account, but I haven't been focusing my energy much on it. But you know what? If we're meant to meet, then we're meant to meet.
Exactly. Okay. Well, take that, world. You can't find him. You can't follow him.
No.
You're just going to have to search him on Facebook and Instagram.
Right. Well, I was going to say, like, I meet the most amazing people at the most random time. Mm-hmm. So when your time is to be for you and I to meet, it's going to happen regardless.
Incredible. And you know what? That's funny. I know we're trying to wrap this up, but I need to talk to you some more about some stuff here.
Okay.
It's popping up. So it's happening. You are also an energy worker.
Totally.
And it's hilarious because you don't really step into it that often, but you stepped into it numerous times. And it's always been, interestingly enough,
yeah,
when we're texting and you're talking about who you're with.
Really?
Yes. If you can remember, you were with one of your good friends here a while ago and you guys were playing with your sound bowls and stuff. And I said, actually, she needs work on her part and stuff. And you did that with her.
Totally.
And there was a couple of other times where we were talking and you've done some energy work for some of your friends. And it's truly incredible that you can just step into it and do it. And you can see it in your mind's eye and you can feel it.
Yeah.
And it's so healing.
Totally. Well, it's funny. Like I mentioned, people will come to me when they need something. And it's funny. So I used to work in a dermatology clinic. A patient that was in the clinic, like she came up to me. And of course, this was, I don't know, I haven't seen this lady in probably 14 years. And she literally came up to me and she was saying, she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, I can't believe I found you. Like, thank you so much for talking to me. Like, cause I think when I was working at Planet, I was working with supplements and she was like, you really have, you've helped me so much. And she's like, I never found you again. But then her seeing me at the clinic, she was like bawling. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do?
Oh my gosh.
Like I was so honored. Like I was so honored that I was like, wow, I touched this person's heart. But like, I don't remember how I did it because yeah, like I've no clue.
You know, I find that too. I find if someone comes to me and asks for help and we go through a session or we do some healing, it's like in one ear and out the other, I don't remember it after.
Exactly. And it's just, they come to you for that time and then that's it.
Yep. So. Yep. That's pretty incredible. It is nice to know. And I think this year you're going to have a lot of growth in terms of your energy work and how you're going to use it.
I think so. And like, I'm excited because not only that I'll be a nurse, but it's like, you know, I can use my energy and my calming energy it's going to be okay. Like we might not be able to do it today, but we can do it along the road.
You are definitely a light worker in this world, my friend.
I think so too. Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Which is funny because like even like in nursing school, like everything has just flowed so perfectly and like with ease. Like I don't want to jinx myself, so I'm knocking on wood, but like it just flowed so perfectly.
It's going to continue to do so. I keep seeing those doors opening for you. It's where you're supposed to be. It's where you're meant to be. The minute things get tough, you know that's not the road you're supposed to be on.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and I can alter it and kind of do a detour. So
absolutely. Pivot! Yeah. In the words of Friends, pivot!
Amazing.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I had a bunch of fun talking to you as always. Too.
I know, I always do.
Good. Well, thank you for joining the Safe House. I hope you enjoyed your time with me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
All right, guys, that's it for episode 6. Join me next time for episode 7. Take care.
Well, you know what? So with Lisa, I hope she like gets me a whole bunch of free samples because then if she does, then I can hook you up too.
That'd be amazing.
Well, yeah, I think she wants me to do the elderberry gummies, so that's perfect.
Yay for elderberry gummies.
I know.
They're okay, so good.
Right? Okay, yes. I'll let you go.
Okay, love. Hey,
thank you for having me on your podcast.
Thank you for joining me.
Yes, we better get the good reviews, the raves.
That's right. Okay, love, bye.
Okay, love, bye.